Dean Lester's one man who'd love the $200 tote bar and dining package out at the Valley. How are you, Dino?
Oh, I'm well, Michael. I was just looking at the website there. It looks outstanding.
Doesn't it?
The, yeah, it's a far cry from what it was as the tote, that's for sure. So, no, it's something I look forward to getting involved in one day.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we can earn a few dollars today that can pay for a meal there. What are we making of the transferred meeting to Moe today on a heavy 10 deck?
Yeah, I make no secret of the fact that I think Moe's probably one of our best wet weather tracks, and I like betting at Moe in the winter. It's a heavy 10, rail back in the true. It was 6 metres last meeting, but they were winning right out wide, so we're going to have a pretty fresh patch of ground and not big field, so I think most horses will get their chance.
What do you think the pattern of the day will be today?
I don't think it'd be any disadvantage rail true to be on pace to a degree, but it's testing ground, so I think it'll just come down to fitness and being able to handle the conditions. But Moe is, you know, I think, yeah, tremendous track for those sort of scenarios.
About to have a quick chat with Enver Jusufovic. Just before we do, just quickly, nominations for the Cups yesterday and the Cox Plate. What were your thoughts overall?
Yeah, I think no real surprises. I think probably, I didn't know if there'd be even the 15 internationals sort of involved in the Melbourne Cup. But yeah, it's 174, and I think there'll be a lot of great stories to be told. You know, whether it's just a one-year thing with COVID and the adjustment to the protocols in place for the Melbourne Cup and the international races. But I think there'll be a lot of great stories domestically told leading up to the Cup. So, you know, with the likelihood of probably, you would think, what, 20 local runners, I think it's going to be a different race, but exciting for at least a year in a different way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Speaking of the track today at Moe, we've got Paul Graham on the line now, the Moe track manager, to give us all the insights as well. Paul, I should say, it's been a big 24 hours for you since you got notification that you've got a new meeting. What have you been able to do during that time?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. About half 10, we were asked if we would take the meeting on, and look, the track was in pretty good order, and we were racing Saturday anyway. So it was just those finishing touches that you normally, you know, with the 3 days to go, we just sort of said to the boys, well, okay, let's get our heads down and bums up, and the lads did a fantastic job. So, yeah, look, the track's rolled out well. We picked up 8 mil of rain from about 2 o'clock this morning, which isn't ideal. It's actually raining again, but the wind's starting to pick up, so... Yeah, with a Penno 6.01, probably a little bit worse now from the 4:30 test. Rail back in true. And look, genuine 10, but I think Dean hit the nail on the head just before that. Yeah, we do race, you know, when we're a heavy 10, we're a good 10, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Do you know if there's much more rain expected throughout the day?
Look, it's just going to be annoying, sleety stuff. So cold and miserable. The hoops will be in and out of the showers a fair bit, I would imagine. So it's just going to be that awful rain that doesn't show up on the radar. Yeah. But actually, you know, if you stand out, you're not long enough, you get wet.
Well, Paul, well done to you and the team for helping out and getting Moe up and running today. Good luck.
Thanks very much, guys.
Paul Graham, track manager at Moe. Let's have a chat to EJ and Vegusophobic now, who's got a couple of runners heading to Moe in race number 2. How are you, EJ?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks, Michael.
You've got Landers, who is a first starter. First start on a heavy 10. How do you think Landers will be handling that?
Excellent question. It's certainly unknown. The horse is fitting well and never been on this type of surface. Probably the type of horse, 1300 would have been ideal, which it was originally at Cranbourne, but I just, you know, he's ready to go. He's been in work a while, and it's early in the race, you know, before the track gets really chopped up, so it's a look and see, but he's trialled up well.
You've got two stable mates taking on each other in the race as well. You've got Roebling, who we've seen on one occasion. It's got ability. I suppose between the two of them, is he more adept in what you think will be a heavy 10?
Sorry to repeat myself. Yeah, the same.
Yep.
It'll be unknown. He's a half-brother to Amor Tentia, who didn't really like it too wet. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure, really. I put winkers on him today. He He did a lot wrong at his first start. I thought it was an encouraging run in a very good maiden. And as I said early in the day, if he can get through the going and just do that little bit more right, he'll be right in it.
Well, fingers crossed today, a little unknown, but you've got a lot more knowledge, no doubt, on Miss Albania. How did she come through that run at Caulfield?
She come through okay. The track conditions on the day with that wind and that, and she wasn't sort of prepped right up for a first up performance. I thought her run was quite good.
All right, we'll see her on Saturday. And do we also see Lindout?
Lindout will go around, yeah. I just hope I'm not going to the well once too often. Lovely mare, and with her racing pattern, that she does need a little bit of luck, but I think she'll be an exciting watch, if not Saturday, in the future.
Stable's been going well. EJ, good luck today and on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
And producer Fabik there. As you would imagine, this meeting's been knocked around by scratchings, especially the first race, where we only have four runners. It is a maiden over 1,200 metres. The four runners are Sandy Prince. We spoke to Ben Hayes a little earlier. It's $1.45 at Maori at $4.20. And then we're out to Shershov at $5. And Archie James at $19. Dean, it's a race probably that most people will just sit back and watch. Is it $1.45? Hope this favourite?
Look, he's the one to beat, clearly, Michael, obviously, at that price. His first up run was very good. Running second, that was behind The Garden, who then ran very well in town. And third in that race was Deal Blaster, who won on Monday at Echuca. So there's very good form lines, as well as the fact that he's been consistent to date. I think Craig Williams will take advantage, first use of the track, and roll to the front in the field of four, and I think he'll probably win. I thought Shershoff should have finished a lot closer than he did on debut at Geelong. Didn't get a lot of galloping room when required, and I think he will at least be strong late. And if I was having an early quaddie, I think I'd be putting both of them in. Maori ran quite well on debut and at least did handle soft ground. And Archie James is really hard to assess. It won by a long way in a recent synthetic trial at Geelong, but the others looked about half educated and were way off the pace, and it was synthetic ground, and now it hits a heavy 10, so very hard to correlate that sort of trial to a race like this. So I think Sandy Prince is the one to beat, but Shershov, I think, could make a bit of a race of it. 5, 6, 10 and 2.
5, 6, 10 and 2 in the first race. 2 is over 1,200 metres. A number come out here as well, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 15 and 17, which leaves us with seven runners. Ski Zoom is the favourite, $2.10. Roebling, $3.30. Landers, $4.60. We heard from EJ, it's guesswork in the heavy 10. Diamanda's at $9.50, and the last three are at double figure odds. Who are you with in the second, Dean?
Well, I'm with EJ. I'm not really buoyed by his lack of confidence in his two runners, but when you've got a favourite that's as short as Ski Zoom, who ran fairly at Cranbourne and is, promising to win a race, but has been promising for 19 goes. So I'm going to go with the first starter in Landers. I think the trials have been okay. Nothing wrong with the way it seems to go about it. Just a matter of he handles the ground. So if he's a horse that's looking for 1,300, at least it'll be probably a solid test for the others. And I think he'll run well. Roebling, the stablemate, I thought ran quite well on debut and better for that experience. Ski Zoom, as I said, ran quite well at Cranbourne, but a bit of the story of her career. And she's going to win one day, and maybe it's today off barrier one. And Diamanda, I think probably this horse is ready to win a race too, but disadvantaged by this race being shortened back to 1,200. Probably would have preferred to be even going up in trip. Might be next best. But no, I'm tipping Quinella for the EJ stable and leaning to the first starter. 2, 5, 10 and 8.
2, 5, 10 and 8 in the second. Race number 3 is over 1,600 metres. And in this race, we can take out 1, 2, 4, 8 and 11. The Awesome Sun for Julia Sandow's the favourite here. It comes through some strong form lines. A big run at Flemington last start behind Signers Express. It's odds on, $1.50. Two's on. Marquess is at $3.20. Star Smash, $10. So market's got this down to a two-horse race with $1.50, Pop Dino. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do, Michael. I think he's a really promising horse, the Awesome Son. I think only inexperience really beat him at Flemington. I think with, you know, if he probably had another run under his belt, or even as he is today wearing blinkers first time, he might have won that race. So he does look very well placed in a maiden. He'll be strong. His form to date's only been on soft seven, but you know, the fact that this is a horse of some promise and Julius Sandu's elected to leave him in, I'm happy to go with him. I will be putting Marquez in the early quality as well, though, because at some stage I think Marquez will be have a little bit of a margin on the Awesome Son in running, and seems to go quite well and looks a progressive enough type. They've got a fair edge on the rest. Tennessee Whiskey ran quite well first up, drawn for a lovely run, and Star Smash, who made some improvement last start, Damien Lane on from a good draw next best. But yeah, the market's got it right with the two main chances in 6 and 12. 6, 12, 5 and 13.
6, 12, 5 and 13. Race number 4, we can take out 6. This is the benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares over 2,050. Lady in the Sky, good push from Mike Moroney a little earlier this morning at $3. Secret Palace, Alex Ray's team's on fires at $3.60. Royale, $4.20. Clean Achiever at $6. Alex was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Secret Palace.
I haven't hidden it at all that I've got a fairly big opinion of this mare, but I suppose it's time that she starts delivering results, because it's all well and good to continue saying she's a nice horse, but she's got to start winning, and I'm confident today will be that day.
All right, that's a good push as well. We've got a couple of good pushes in this race, Dean. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah, look, Michael, I'm sort of defaulting when we get into these sort of staying distances on heavy 10. I like horses are getting right down in the weights, and I think Royale fits the bill here for the Mick Kent stable, with a very much informed Josh Richards taking the ride. 54 kilos on her back at the end of 2,050 metres, getting 6.5 kilos off Lady in the Sky, coming off a win here last start, and really showed a good turn of foot at the right time of the race last time out. So I'm going to go with 7 to beat Lady in the Sky, who just never runs badly. Her first two runs were good. She was building up to a win. I thought she might have just needed that last run, but she dug in for the fight and got the job done, and now she's out to a longer trip, which suits her better. The challenge is the weight. Secret Palace was a little bit keen in the blinkers at Sandown, but ran quite well. There's four horses out of that Sandown race contesting this race, and I think she's probably the best chance. In saying that, Clean Achiever actually won this race last year when it was run at Cranbourne. She's had the recent racing. I thought she was ridden fairly quietly early last start after beginning moderately. I think with a clean getaway, she could even roll to the front as she's done in the past and run well. So she's there with a chance. But I'm with Royale down in the weights here. 7, 2, 5 and 4.
7, 2, 5 and 4. Royale around about $4.20 in the fourth today at Mowi. And don't forget, if you've only just joined us, we are racing on a heavy 10. The rain is sleeting rain throughout the day, the new meeting. That has been transferred over to Mowi. We'll take a quick break. Four races down. When we come back, it will be the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Mowi today. Dean Lester finding us the winners, and we are up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5, a benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 1 and 2. Face Mask for Peter Moody is the favourite. Froggy Newitt in the saddle at $3. Capodanno at $3.50. Million Dollar Bill, $4. Rich Dane, $6.50. Then we're down to Part-Time Lover at $12.50. But the other two are also given a hope in the race. First leg of the quaddie. Dino, do we need to go wide?
Four runners, Michael. I'm leaning to Face Mask. He probably hasn't got a lot of improvement in him at this stage of the campaign, but drops 3 kilos on the last run and will be on pace, making his own luck, and I think that should suit. I thought Million Dollar Bill, number 5, ran very well first up at Sandown. Will be better for that run. Seems to handle soft ground. Certainly a better horse in Melbourne, and that's why the Snowdens have kept him here. 9, Rich Dane, had a very tough run on the speed last start. Did a good job to battle on and run 5th. Drops another 2.5 kilos. I'm just hoping that hasn't been flattened by that run, and from a good draw gets a cheaper run. And Capodanno, he ran okay first up. Tricky little draw in the small field, because he can get a bit keen, but off the strength of that first up run, has got some chance. But they're the four for me, with a slight leaning to Face Mask. 4, 5, 9, and 3.
4, 5, 9, and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg's a benchmark 70 over 1,200. Takeout 7. Favourite here is Brazen Bully. Ben Mellum for Anthony and Sam Friedman. Even money favourite. Caffrey, $2.50 for Moody and Williams. Zimowee is then out to $10. So this is dominated by two horses here. Dean, Sam Friedman was on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Brazen Bully.
He's in great form. He's got to go out to the 1,200. We stretched him out, you know, in his first preparation. He didn't really finish his races off as well. So this campaign, we've had him sprinting, and he's been going really well. He'll run very well again. Look, I think he should get to the right part of the track, hopefully, by this stage of the day. And Ben Nolan knows him really well, so he's pretty easily, I would think, our best winning chance for the day.
Well, he is in good form, Dean, but you've got to take a pretty tight price. The two favourites are fairly short quotes. Is it just two we need in this leg of the quaddie?
I don't think so, Michael. I think he's the one to beat, Brazen Bully, and as Sam said, they lengthened him out beyond 1,200 in his previous preparation, and I think maybe, you know, that was too far for him, but the way he's pacing himself, I will say he was on a four-day backup when he won last start, then he's at least had the 3 weeks between runs to regroup for that. He seems to handle soft ground okay. I think he's the one to beat. There's a value chance in this race. Number 4, Yulong Minister. He resumes from a spell for Alex Ray. First run for Alex Ray. Trialled recently down the back straight at Pakenham. He trialled with Sansom and More Than Exceed. Sansom, of course, won the Bletchingley. More Than Exceed ran well in the Mildura Cup. And I thought he strode up past them very comfortably. So I think he's over the odds, Yulong Minister, and he can run well. Zamawi missed the start at Sandown or just began a bit awkwardly. And she's a horse that's just got to jump and run. And I think that she was very disadvantaged last start. She can certainly improve. And the other one that's well in the betting, Caffrey. Unusual preparation, 1,400 first up, back to 1,200, maybe trying something different with him. Maybe the speed of a 1,200 will suit him better next best. So, no, I'm not trimming this leg at all. I think Brazen Bully's the one to beat, but there is a value chance with Yulong Minister. 6, 4, 8, and 3.
6, 4, 8, and 3, and it's, once again, from Alex Ray Stable, and it's $15, Yulong Minister. So if you want to have a little play each way, get on now. $15, $2.90. Race 6, number 4, Yulong Minister. Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. Take out 2, 5, 8, 9, 12 and 14. Killarney Kiss, D. Oliver, Peter Moody has got a good team in at Murray Today Moods. It's $2.40 the favourite. Capri Lane is at $3.80. Yulong Knight, $5. And then we are down to our little ripper at $7.50.
Yeah, I like Capri Lane first up, Michael, for the Mar Eustace stable. Was also in tomorrow at Warrnambool and they've elected to run here, which I think is a good lead. And he trialled at Warwick Farm. It's quite a few weeks ago now, but that's no problem for the Mar Eustace stable. And he trialled very well, I think, ready to go on first up with the claim to beat number 10, Killarney Kiss, who did debut at 1,400, then second run was at 1,300. Now, this race was supposed to be 1,300, but it's been shortened. So at 1,200 metres, I think there's a little vulnerability there, but she is a promising galloper, but I think she's a touch short. Soleil de Lune resumes off a long spell. It's just been mainly immaturity and giving him a chance to grow out, and I think his trials have been quite encouraging. And I think Black Bow Tie is going really well, number 7. He's a winner here at Moe. He's probably better over further. But the way he's trialled recently at Caulfield, his two trials on the wet track, he could run a cheeky race fresh. But on with Capri Lane, 1, 10, 3 and 7.
Capri Lane, 1, 10, 3 and 7. And while we're talking of a Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace runner, yesterday, Dino, congratulations to Heidi Gilly, who on her first day riding notched up a winner for the bosses.
Oh, easy work too, wasn't it, Michael? Yeah. She had a look around on the race before and led and was on pace, and then in that race, that horse was never going to lose caught deep. He travelled well. Heidi had trialled him at Ballarat leading into it, so she knew him well, and he did a great job for us. So now, well done at her second ride on her first day.
Yeah, absolutely. And the team might win the last as well at Murray. They've got the favourite here. You can take out 6. Eaglemont is the $2.70 favourite for Mara and Eustace. Exalted Crown at $4.40. Adonis Kick, $5. Are you with the favourite, Eaglemont, here?
He's one of the chances, Michael. I think Adonis Kick is ready to win. He's had two runs back from a spell. He ran well first up. I thought he ran well at Flemington last time out, and I think 2,000 will suit. He'll get a good run, and I think he's got a terrific winning hope to beat Star Innes. Again, down in the weights off its last run, drops 5 kilos, does go up a grade, but did handle the heavy ground at Wangaratta very well first up. So I think he'll be comfortable in the conditions. Eaglemont's there with a good hope, ran well first up. And the other one is Exalted Crown. He's a halo crown, so he handles the ground. And he's deep into a prep, but he's going quite well. 7, 12, 2 and 10.
7, 12, 2 and 10 in the last, Dino. So where do we go for the best bets and what could be a tricky day?
Looking for a little bit of value for the best is the last, race 8, number 7, Adonis Kick. The best value, it wasn't my top selection, but I do think race 6, number 4, Yulong Ministers over the odds in race 6, number 4. For the quaddy, I'm just taking the 4x4s here. First leg, 3, 4, 5, 9. Second leg, 3, 4, 6, 8. Third leg, 1, 3, 7 and 10. And the last leg, 2, 7, 10 and 12. My play of the day will be a parlay 2-3, which costs $4 for a dollar. They're all for the win. And they're race 3, number 6, The Awesome Sun. Race 4, number 7, Royale. And race 8, number 7, Adonis Kick.